It's a cliche, but Ruthie Incut really does have a smile that lights up a room. And these days, she has a lot to smile about. The 27-year-old multi-talented performer, a familiar face to Yes Theatre audiences, has just landed a job at the Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake, one of Canada's most prestigious repertory theatres. She has a swing position in the ensemble for My Fair Lady, and will have to learn three roles in order to fill in for a performer at the last minute. The much-loved musical runs from May 4 to December 22. Incut will also appear in The House Will Not Stand, a play by Marcus Gardley, which is set in New Orleans in the early 19th century and is described as a drama about the free women of color. Hear Incut sing below. It is directed by Philip Akin, who Incut, a trained soprano, worked with last spring at the Tapestry Opera in Toronto. Incut played the role of the daughter of the main character, Maduka, in the world premiere of The Sea, an opera with an all-black cast about the slave trade. Reviewer Tessa Maki wrote, Canadian soprano Ruthie Incut has a short time on stage as the grown-up Binyalem, but she makes a very positive impression with her bright, agile voice. Opera Canada called her appearance brief but charming. Incut attended Low Ellen Park Secondary School, where she first met Yes Theatre's general manager Scott Denniston. Denniston was the Beast, and Incut played Mrs. Potts in the school's production of Beauty and the Beast. She trained locally with Pamela Teed, who recognized her talent for opera. Her parents, Dr. Elaine Blacklock and the late Dr. Alfred Incut, encouraged their daughter and arranged voice training in Toronto while she was still in high school. When she graduated from Low Ellen, Incut enrolled in pre-med at the University of Toronto. It seemed like the right thing to do because, my parents are both doctors, she said. But after a year in pre-med, she switched to George Brown Theatre School. Her first professional job after college was in The Color Purple, at the Neptune Theatre in Halifax, NS, directed by Kimberly Rompersid. Rompersid must have been impressed because she will be directing Incut again in My Fair Lady at the Shaw. The theatre community is so small. Making connections is everything, Incut said. When the COVID pandemic hit in March 2020, Incut was studying dance in New York City. She headed home to Sudbury. The timing was right to get involved with Denniston and artistic director Alessandro Costantini at Yes, who were working on the ambitious Refettorio outdoor stage project. For Yes, she has appeared in numerous productions, including the recent holiday production, Matilda. Ruthie has been an integral part of the success of Yes Theatre for over a decade through her brilliant artistry, said Costantini. She is an astonishing vocalist, a beautiful and gifted actor who has graced our community with an abundance of remarkable performances. The Shaw Festival is fortunate to have Ruthie, and we are also looking forward to seeing her on those world-renowned stages. She is also one of my best friends, and I am so excited for this next great chapter of her life. Incut was in rehearsals for Matilda when she got the offer from Shaw. I feel excited for the change and excited to work at this level, she said. Currently, she is the head of marketing and will continue in this role, working remotely from Niagara-on-the-Lake. As she packs for Niagara, she is enthusiastic about the opportunities ahead. She is interested in writing, directing, and pursuing the potential of art as a force for social change. At my core, I am an artist. Acting is just the thing I fell into, knowing that I am an artist, but I feel I will direct, will have a business. I don't see myself being an actor when I am 70. I have always been very interested in changing the world. I am interested in how art can help do that, she said. Vicky Gilhula is a freelancer writer. Success is made possible by our community leaders program.